101.5.
Hey, cutie.
We made eye contact. Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be a casting call for a local TV commercial yesterday afternoon.
Whoa.
Still not sure what the product was, but ouch. The other would be the pages of Craigslist Misconnections. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. Every week we scour that website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first misconnection is titled, I Tried, But Couldn't Find You Inside the Hall of Mirrors. Man for Woman, 22. It says, me and my bros were bored AF last weekend, so we got wasted and hit up the local fair.
Oh, that sounds super fun.
Okay.
After 30 minutes of knocking into 7-year-olds on bumper cars, I needed a break. And that's when I saw you out of the corner of my eye. You were standing in line, laughing with your senoritas and playing with your long, dark hair. Oh. It was all the way down to your crack. Nice.
What?
Nice.
Oh, dang, bro.
That's the description you choose.
By the time I got off the ride, you had just gone into the House of Mirrors, and in my head, I already knew the pickup line that I was going to use. It had to do with mirrors and pants and something else.
Okay, yeah, I can see you myself. Okay.
I forgot what it was, but you could probably Google it. I went inside to find you, and the weirdest thing happened. I saw a fat me, and then I saw a short me, and then I saw me with four chins. Oh, wait, that was fat me again. It was freaking me out, but then I finally saw your beautiful self and ran towards you. But those mirrors are no joke. It was just your reflection, and I smacked my head, and I was down for the count.
Oh my God, he just gave himself a concussion.
Dang.
I hope you see this, because I'm never going to the carnival again.
No.
Oh, ruined it.
Yeah. From Josh. This next misconnection, if I can grab it. There we go. Is titled, Sorry I Hit You, Woman for Man, 33, Bus Stop. Oh. Says, normally I don't speak to anybody at the bus stop, but you were the exception. You looked like a younger version of my stepdad and smelled almost as good as him, too.
Oh.
It's a stepdad. They're not really related.
No. So. Not okay.
Before the bus showed up, I tried to get up the courage to speak with you, and I thought to myself, what would Kelly Ripa say?
Random.
Which is something I think we could all ask ourselves every day.
WWKP?
AR?
AR?
S?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I couldn't think of anything clever, so instead I went with plan B and yelled, Fire Ant! And then I slapped your leg as hard as I could.
Huh?
You winced in pain and began swearing, and I told you, quote, Don't worry, I think I got it. But don't flinch, there's another one on the back of your head.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, why the back of the head?
And
oh, man.
As I cocked my hand back, you yelled for me to get away from you, and I screamed back saying, No, I just saved your life. There must be some type of reward.
Yeah.
And that's when you said, I'm never taking this blanking bus again.
Yeah.
And you got on your phone and ordered an Uber. I'll admit, it may not have been the best idea to physically assault you, but at least I didn't go with plan C. And just so you know, when we accidentally meet again, plan C will be in the works. And if that happens, I'm not holding back. Janet.
Whoa.
Anytime anybody goes to plan C, I'm worried.
Why plan so much?
This next misconnection is titled, I faked a foreign accent to charm you, and it worked. Man for woman, dry cleaner. Says, I was behind you in line at the dry cleaner. You were having your wedding dress cleaned, and I thought it was the perfect opportunity to introduce myself.
Yeah, wedding dress, sir.
Yeah,
that means she's married?
Maybe,
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's not very good at investigations.
It says, but how? I always heard that women can't resist a guy with a sexy foreign accent. So I tapped you on the shoulder and said, Excuse me, my Fräulein. Is you from Hamburg?
German is not the one you're going to choose, buddy.
Yeah. Good accent.
It says in parentheses in my best German accent.
Oh, no.
You shook your head no, but smiled politely, so I continued telling you all about Germany and the beautiful city of Hamburg.
Ah, was sprechen Sie Deutsch?
And how you looked just like the queen.
Ooh.
You gave me a strange look and said, I didn't know Germany had a queen.
Good
and
point.
I replied, Wunderbar, silly girl. You know nothing about the world. Allow me to take you there. At that point, you asked if I was really German, and I panicked and started shouting out all the German things I could think of. Bratwurst, Volkswagen, Hefeweizen. I was just about to get into Oktoberfest when the clerk took your dress and you immediately left.
Mm.
I shouted, Auf Wiedersehen, Fräulein! But you didn't even glance my way.
No, and that's so not shocking.
Now I'm kicking myself. I should have gone with a more exotic accent. Maybe French Canadian or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Not just French. French Canadian.
I'm glad that he could do such good accents.
If you see this and want to lose the zero and get with a hilarious hero, reply back from Harold.
Oh, Harold.
Harold's a guy who's like, women who like people who play instruments. I'm going to pick up the tuba.
I like Harold.
You do.
I hope he finds love one day.